Sylvia Ruiz is on the phone with us. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy Monday, and thank you for inviting me and having me on your show today.
Absolutely. I'm really interested to speak with you about this. We don't have all that much time, and there's so much. This thing is so jam-packed. The Central Mass Conference for Women, put on by She's Local. Now, since 2016, She's Local, and which, as I understand it, what I read on the website is this is an all-volunteer organization. You are the chairwoman of the Central Mass Conference for Women. I am so interested to hear more about this. You are having this in Worcester for the very first time. What made you decide to finally come to Wormtown and do this?
So what made me decide was I thought that Worcester was ready. I'm new to the area. I've been here 4 years, and I just felt that it was something that was needed for our local women, and sure enough, it has proved to be correct.
That's fantastic. Now, you have put on quite a bit, quite a few, of these conferences, specifically for women in 6 different regions of New England. It's a big conference, too. You average about 600 people per conference. Is that right?
That is correct. That is. Worcester will be a little bit different. It'll be a little bit over 300 for our inaugural event, which will be May 5th at the AC Marriott in Worcester. We're so excited to bring She's Local Central Mass Conference for Women to Worcester. It's been openly received, and it's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. We are really looking forward to having you. Now, each one of the conferences that She's Local organizes is tailored to, customized for the women in that particular area or community. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's one of the things that makes us very different from other conferences, other women's conferences, is we focus on our local women. And so what we have is we have 3 open meetings where we invite the public to talk about what is it that they're dealing with, what are they going through at this moment in their life, in that community that they want to bring light to and would love to have some, you know, conversation about. So we have these 3 open meetings. We have women come in and they talk. You can imagine from how to balance, you know, your work life, children, marriage, all of that, to how to ask for that raise.
That's fantastic.
Start your own business. So it really is tailored. We as the board do not create the conference. The community creates the topics that are going to be in that conference. We do not.
I think that's fantastic. You basically are providing a template, a framework, and then you're inviting the people who live in the communities that you go to fill in the template with what they feel is important. At this conference, for example, you've got quite a few keynote speakers. You've got so much going on. I'm speaking with Sylvia Ruiz. She's the chairwoman of the Central Mass Conference for Women, which is being put on by a volunteer organization. She's Local. They've been working since 2016, creating local conferences for women in regions all around New England. The one we're talking about, it's happening right here in Worcester on May 5th at the AC Hotel by Marriott. I want to find out a little bit more detail from you, Sylvia. Talk a little bit about exactly what's going to go on at the conference. Who's there? What's going to happen?
Sure. So right before I jump into that, I just wanted to let you know, one of the other things is we are affordable. We are personal and intimate. We also highlight our local women, and we bring relatable and relevant information to the conference. So with that being said, we have our keynotes. We have Clementine Behiga, who is really fascinating woman. She's a speaker, 5 languages. She's an author, written a couple books. So her story is going to be really interesting. And she's one of our keynote speakers. We also have Maria Milagros. She's very familiar. A lot of people know who she is in the area in Central Mass, and she's an award-winning keynote speaker. She's been nominated, you know, by TEDx speakers. So she also has an interesting story, and I can't wait to hear her. Our MC for the afternoon is Kate McAvoy, which a lot of people know who she is. What an amazing woman, huh? We have quite the crowd here. We also have, the night before, we have our kickoff, VIP, which we have Bethany Van Delft, who is a comedian. And she's going to be cheering us on and starting the night before to get us going. And we'll have some wine and crackers and lots of laughter. That's for sure.
That sounds great. I'm speaking.
Yeah. And, and one more thing that we have an amazing woman who we give what's called the Goddess Award. And her name is Yesenia Arroyo, and she is our Goddess Award for this year. And I can't, you know, share her story, but she will definitely, when you're there, you will hear all about the amazing venture of this woman and how she gives to her, from herself to the community. She's just got an amazing story at such a young age, and we're so grateful to what she does in the community. And we highlight these women. These are the women that are never not looked at, but they're unsung heroes, right?
That's fantastic. I call it hidden in plain sight.
There you go.
I'm speaking with Sylvia Ruiz. She is the chairwoman of the Central Mass Conference for Women, which is a group called She's Local, has been putting on conferences specifically for women. What these conferences aim to do, as I understand, is to inspire, connect, motivate, and move women through every stage along their path. That's the reason why you've put these pre-meetings together, to make sure that people in each individual community that you're going to bring these conferences to are the ones giving you the information on which you form and base the actual conference. That is just wonderful. How did She's Local come up with the idea to do that in the first place?
So our CEO, Jen Maceda, has a story. I'll say it very quickly. I'll cut into pieces. She went to one. She's from Natick, Mass., and she went to the big conference in Boston, the Women's Conference. And when she was there, she was like, why can't we have something like this local in our community? Why do I have to travel all this way? So that spiraled and started just spinning in her head. And the next thing you know, we have a Metro West Conference for Women.
That's
and
a great
that was
thing.
Our first. Yes, and I'm one of the board founders with her. She reached out to community leaders in Framingham in the Metro West area, brought us together, and here we are. You know,
that's fantastic. You know, you mentioned earlier that one of the great things, so there are several aspects about what you're talking about that really appeal to me, and I'm sure appeal to so many other women as well. And so without putting too fine a point on it, you just said, for example, that, you know, why should I have to go all the way to Boston? Not only why should I have to, but where am I going to find the time to do that? Because women, of course, in our society, we carry so much of the weight. We do so much of the work. So even though you might want to go to a conference in Boston, you have so many things that you have to take care of in order to make sure that you carve out the time to do that. So by bringing the conference to Worcester, what you're doing is making it easier, not only because it's more affordable, not only because it's local, not only because it's tailored exactly to our local community, but because you don't have to carve out as much time to go to it. Along with that, you've also made a really affordable ticket price. As I understand at the conference, is it still $52 for the full day conference? And look what it includes.
It is. It's $52, and you're going to be able to go to 10 different breakout sessions to learn about different things, the different topics with takeaways from that. You get to meet your Goddess Award. What's there? We have women from all walks of life. Everyone wears a name, not a badge of your title. We are all community women, and we're all the same. Nobody's different. And so that is one of the things that we really focus on. We're very intimate and personal. We also focus on our veteran women, women from domestic abuse, and women of low income who could not afford to go, we sponsor them, and we give them that opportunity to connect with other women. So again, it's, you're going to meet women with no titles. We leave our titles at the door. We are just women coming together as a community and highlighting our local women, because those are the ones that are going to be on the stage, the ones that you meet at the daycare, the ones you meet at the park, the ones you meet at the supermarket. Those are the women that you're going to be seeing there.
Those are the women that make up our lives, all of us. This sounds fantastic, Sylvia. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in today. I love the fact that you guys are offering scholarships, I guess we could call them scholarships, to people who, women, who might not be able to afford to go to this conference. Now, listen, I know you have to go. You have so much to do to get ready, but give me the contact info. Give our listeners the contact info. Actually, before you do that, let me just remind listeners once again that we're speaking with Sylvia Ruiz, the chairwoman of the Central Mass Conference for Women. This is a wonderful local conference which takes place May 5th. That's coming right up at the AC Hotel right here in Worcester, AC Hotel by Marriott right here in Worcester. If people want to find out more information, if they want to see if maybe they can get one of those scholarships, if they want to see who are the speakers, the keynote speakers, the other speakers that you have, what are the events, where would they go to find this out?
So you go to sheslocal.org and you can purchase your ticket. I think there may be one or two left. I think it said we had sold out, but I think there might be one or two if you hurry and jump in there, you might be able to catch one.
Fantastic.
sheslocal.org. That's where all the information is.
sheslocal.org. Check that out. Even if you're not planning on going to the conference, I went and checked out this website. It was so interesting. All of the information on there. There's a lot going on. And you've done such a wonderful job organizing it all. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in this morning. I wish you the best with this conference. It sounds just fantastic. What a great addition to Worcester to have this conference specifically for our local women. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Michelle, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing everybody on May 5th.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to hear some John Batiste to take you out today, my friend. What a wonderful world.